In April 2020, in the midst of the pandemic, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings wrote a letter to shareholders posted to Netflix's website for investors that reassuringly reminded them that Netflix's culture is designed to empower decision-making at all levels of the company. He went on to say that within 2 weeks of the shelter-in-place orders going into effect in Los Angeles, most of their animation production team was back up and running, working from home. On the post-production side, they were able to get 200-plus projects going remotely, and most of their series writers' rooms were operating virtually. The coronavirus shock was extreme, but even in a normal period, the burning question is, against today's digital behemoths, do others stand a chance? Unequivocally, yes. Traditional companies across the board are in the early stages of becoming digital. The ones that rethink their competitive advantage sooner will quickly overtake their peers, and yes, they can challenge born digital players. Amazon boomed during the coronavirus pandemic. So did Walmart, because it was further along in digitizing its business than many legacy retailers. No competitive advantage is ironclad. It must be earned on a daily basis. Amazon still dominates e-commerce, but Walmart is on the rise. For years, Netflix was virtually alone in the video streaming market space. But now digital giants Amazon and Apple have ramped up their presence, along with traditional players Disney, NBC, and Warner Media. Netflix subscribers surged to 182 million in the first 3 months of 2020, when everyone was stuck at home. But by late April 2020, Disney Plus had amassed a respectable 50 million subscribers. NBC Universal launched that month with 15 million, and AT&T's awaited launch of HBO Max was imminent. The means for gaining competitive advantage are increasingly available. Algorithms and expertise can be acquired at relatively low cost, and funding continues to flow to companies that adopt metrics and models that reflect the new fundamentals of money-making. Knowing the new rules of competition will raise your perspective and help you set the course in the complex and fast-changing landscape. Chapter 1 explains the underlying forces that have turned a handful of startups into trillion-dollar market value giants in fewer than 25 years. My point is to show you exactly why they have changed the competitive landscape and what it means for your future. Chapter 2 describes some conventional business practices that no longer work and some common beliefs that must be dispelled. Chapters 3 through 8 explain each of the new rules for creating competitive advantage and use real company examples to show how to put them to work Monday morning. Chapter 9 will give you encouragement to act by showing how quickly some legacy companies have moved. It has been my mission in life to provide insights and knowledge that are useful to practitioners. I hope this book succeeds in that mission.